I just realized I need to plug in one more cord. No wonder it's sounding a little funny. Now will be good. Hello, hello, everyone. For those of you that don't know me, I am Deborah Wayne, and I am beyond excited to be here with you today. I don't know why. It seems like half a year has passed since we've done one of these calls. I guess a lot has been happening in my life, so sometimes it feels like time is a big warp. Sometimes time seems to move really slow, and sometimes it moves really quickly. Have you noticed that? It's good to be here, and I know that there's a lot of new people on the call tonight. In fact, give me a thumbs up or give me a heart down in the reactions. Click on reactions and give me a heart. If you're brand new and this is your first time on one of our bonus pain-free living calls, look, see, there's a lot of people that have emailed and I know you're new tonight. So I'd like to welcome you, whether you've been here for eons of time or whether you are here for the first time. From the bottom of my heart, I really wanted to say welcome. You are a trailblazer and you're treasured here. You're treasured here and it's exciting to meet people who are willing to think out of the box. Even if you're still skeptical, and that's quite all right, I welcome all skeptics into my universe. It can take a while, right? For new information, like what I'm about to share with you tonight, it can take a while for it to get from the head down into your heart and your bones. And we have to hear it over and over because the world is not talking about this a little bit more than ever before. Yes, and the science is showing up now. But in general, our lovely world, in my humble opinion, is still living in a very old, outdated paradigm, an old, outdated way of understanding, right, Cecile? I mean, and that's why I say to you, you're a trailblazer, because every single one of you to be on a call like this, obviously on some level, is open to a new understanding that looks beyond the little tiny view that we've had for a long time on our planet. And the world is rapidly changing, thank goodness. We need some changes, in my opinion. And especially when it comes to health. And in my universe, health is not just your physical body. Health is your mind, your attitude, your emotions. It's your finances, your romances, your intellect. It's your left brain, your right brain. Hello, Lynn. Good to see you. Hi, Lynn. It is a much bigger view than just, oh, my aching back. And so I'm here tonight to, I hope, shake you up a little or a lot so that you begin to understand that we need a different way of looking at what the heck is going on and why do I still hurt? And you could be hurting. You could be here tonight because you're hurting physically. Maybe you have chronic pain or you've been emotionally struggling with anxiety or depression or panic attacks. Maybe you've been not sleeping well for decades. Maybe you are a binge eater. Maybe you can't eat anything without your stomach hurting. Maybe you have trauma from an accident, an injury, abuse back from your childhood. Maybe your relationships are falling apart. It doesn't matter why you're here, because in my world, pain is pain. And what we want to do is we want to have a new understanding that the roots are different than the symptoms. The roots of dis-ease, and that means if any area of your body, mind, and spirit in life, whether it's your bank account or your back, if any area of your life doesn't feel good to you, we want to understand the deeper roots and not just try to stop the symptom, Deborah. How do I get rid of the symptom, Deborah? How do I make it stop? What's the technique? I hear this every day. And so I know you're here because you're searching for something, right? people don't just come here because it sounds like a fun thing to do on a Wednesday at 5 p.m. It's you're here because you or someone you love is probably suffering, right? And I'd like to get a sense of what's going on with you tonight. So if you would please, in the chat, type in what brings you here. Is it physical pain? Is it emotional? Is it your head won't stop chattering and judging and criticizing? Is it what label have you been given? What are you searching for? What are you seeking? What do you want to gain from tonight's call? That's what I want to know. And so if you would please type that in the chat so that I can get a better sense of who's with me here today and how to shake you up in the right direction. So let's see. Let me go into the chat here. All right. So, hey, here we go. Physical pain. Anxiety. All the areas I've mentioned. Rheumatoid arthritis, physical pain relief, stomach, grief, physical and mental pain. My husband has rheumatoid arthritis, stomach pain, debilitating ongoing stomach issues. Do you see the theme we're in tonight? Gut issues, osteoporosis. People close to me are dealing with mental illness. I'm dealing with sugar addiction, digestion, emotional, nerve pain. Avoiding physical pain, stuck energy, anxiety, panic attacks for 20 years, pain, insomnia, brain tumor recovery, heart attack, two autoimmunes, addiction. My son has addiction, anxiety, increasing weight, feeling misinterpreted in my professional life. See, all of these are great reasons to be here, and I'm very honored, really. I'm honored you've taken time out of your busy life. And you can thank your, what I would call higher power for guiding you here. Because whatever you're suffering with, tonight I'm going to be sharing with you, like I said, a new way of looking at all of these conditions, no matter what label you've been given, no matter what you think is going on with you. And I'm going to ask you to, just for today, just temporarily suspend everything you think you know. I'm not going to take it away from you. You can go back to it anytime. But just for the next hour or so that we're together, just temporarily put it behind you, put it aside. Set aside everything you think you know about the pain and symptoms you're experiencing or that your loved one is experiencing. And be open. In fact, I'd like you to close your eyes for a moment. We're going to not just learn with our left brain tonight, we're going to experience with the right side of the brain, the more experiential nature that you and I and everyone has, but we don't exercise it very much. So close your eyes for a moment, and I'd like you to take a deep breath and open your mouth and let out a big sigh. And again, breathe into your low belly. Try to breathe into the low belly, not the upper chest. And then open your mouth and let out a big sigh and exaggerate your exhale. And one more time. Breathe into your low belly. Draw that breath up into your beautiful heart. And open your mouth and exhale slow and long and deep exhale. And feel how your exhale helps you to relax. And I'm going to ask you to use your imagination. And I'd like you to imagine a door at the top of your head. And I'd like you to open that door wide open. Open to new information. Open to higher guidance from the universe, God, your guides, your angels, whatever higher power you believe in, the stars, the planets. Open, open, open the higher centers. Imagine a door in your heart. Open the door to your heart wide open. You're safe here. You're loved here. And it's safe to open your heart so that you can feel when your guidance is talking to you. When you get that higher guidance, you'll feel it. You'll feel calm, more peaceful, more expanded, lighter, brighter, happier, more energy. You'll know by your feelings when you're receiving higher guidance. It's there for each and every one of us 24/7. And now just listen as I share something very important with you. Keep your eyes closed and take this in internally, whether it makes sense or not. Just listen to what I'm about to share with you. The work to do is not to get rid of a symptom. The work to do is to clear out what is covering over like fog and clouds, the real you, your truest nature, your real self. Your real self is not defective, not damaged. You are not cursed. You are not blocked. You have fog. You have fog, and all the fog can be cleared. And the most important ingredient is not how, Deborah, how, Deborah, how. It's, are you willing? Are you willing right here, right now, today, to willingly let go of something that's been weighing you down, troubling your beautiful heart, weighing heavy on your beautiful mind? Are you willing to let it go? Don't get into the how. Don't worry about the how. Just, are you willing? Yes or no? And it's okay to say no. If you're willing, I'd like you to imagine right now, keeping your eyes closed, just imagine that you're holding in your hands the pain, the symptom, the suffering, the burden, the problem, the ache, the pattern. Doesn't matter where you got it, how long you've had it. Imagine you're holding it in your hand. You might see a color, a shape, a symbol. Now I want you to offer it up, throw it up and out, and imagine letting it go up and out into the universe. Let the universe take it. Just imagine that, whether it makes sense, whether it seems silly, if you're willing, just try that. Release it out of your hands to something greater than yourself. Now shake, shake your hands, shake, shake your hands, shake, shake your wrists and hands, shake, shake your wrists and hands, shake, shake, shake it off, shake it off. Are you willing to shake it off? Are you willing? Shake, shake, feel the lightness coming back into you. And now close your eyes again, keep them closed, just rest your palms in your lap. And take 1 minute in complete quiet and just feel the energy and the vibration inside of you. Just notice what it feels like to be inside of you. What does that feel like? Sound like? And one more time, take a breath into your low belly and let that breath come up into your beautiful heart. And one more time, open your mouth and exaggerate your exhale. And now slowly, gently open your eyes, alert and awake and all the way back. Right here in Zoom land, opening your eyes all the way back. Feel your feet on the ground. You're here in this moment. This is where all the power lies. The power to do anything lies right here, now, right here. What if you left here today feeling much lighter, more free, full of energy? Are you willing to receive that, to experience that? See, what most of the people that come to me don't realize is they have resistance and patterns that they're holding on to. And they don't do it to try to purposely feel bad. They got used to a certain familiar. Maybe all the way back to childhood, you may have gotten used to a certain normal. You were taught. Most babies, when you look at them, they look so free, don't they? They're smiling, they're laughing, they're crying, they're peeing, they're eating, they're screaming, they're yelling, they're shaking and rocking, and then so peaceful. 1 minute to the next, it changes for them, and they're not judging themselves about any of it. They're not going, "Oh my God, I'm going to look silly. What will people think of me? I can't cry in public." They're free. We learn to shut down the freedom of expression. We've learned, we've been trained to hold it in, look a certain way, button it up, walk on the straight line, sit still. How many times were we told to sit still in kindergarten, first grade? I mean, no child that age is meant to sit still. The body's meant to move. I've found with working with so many thousands of people suffering from chronic pain and my own experience as well, that sitting still is one of the number one causes of chronic pain. The body's designed to move. You're designed to express, to be free, to be moving and flowing like water. And when the mind becomes fixed and rigid, and afraid to say anything, do anything, get the bad grade, get punished, be made wrong, shamed and blamed. Our world, our body becomes smaller and smaller and tighter, and soon we're sitting there like a stone, afraid to move a muscle, afraid to take a deep breath. In fact, that's one of the first things that happens when we're scared is we start holding our breath and breathing very shallow in the upper chest. I remember when I first started on my healing journey, my career and my history growing up taught me to hold everything in. I was trained to be a ballet dancer and a modern dancer. Now, you don't walk around with your belly hanging out. You pull it in and pull it up. I had never taken a deep breath into my low belly in like 28 years. And I remember doing it for the first time, and it actually, I cried. I cried when I felt the amazing euphoria that came from taking a deep belly breath into my low belly. That's how uptight I was, folks. Okay. There was no flowing like water in my body. It was all bound up and wound up and pulled up. And it was going to, I was taught, make it look like nothing hurts. So you learn to pretend. I learned to pretend. Everything was fine. Everything, nothing hurts. Make it look easy and happy. I was dying inside. And so I never really revealed to anyone for lots and lots of years how I felt, what was going on in my mind, what was going on in my emotional body, what was going on in my physical body. I just pulled it up, tightened it up, and said, "Everything's fine. How are you?" So this way of life is a problem. It's a big problem. And if you're here because of the many things that you wrote in the chat, there's something deeper going on than those. Those are all symptoms, by the way. Everything that you've written in the chat are symptoms of something deeper. Now get ready, because this is sometimes where people start going, the head and the look in the eye. Like, what? What did she say? I'll say it a couple of times. There's always something that starts before anything shows up in the physical. I'm going to say it again a few different ways. Nothing that's physical started with the physical. The invisible realm is the precursor to everything that shows up in our physical universe or physical body. It starts with the invisible realm. Now, we live in a world that says, well, if you can't see it and touch it, it's not real. You're making it up. You're imagining things. Ooh, this is the biggest misunderstanding and problem and lies at the root of almost everyone's problems and pains because the invisible realm is absolutely the key to what will show up in the physical. Now, what's in this invisible realm? And why is it a problem? Well, it's a problem because most people are afraid of the unknown. And if they can't see it and touch it, they get scared. Why? Because how many of you love the unknown, what you can't see? Don't you feel more in control and safe when you can see exactly what's going on with your own two eyes and you can hear it with your own two ears? We feel safer because we've learned not to trust the universe. We have lived on a planet that's been in existence for, eons of time and takes care of us, but we don't trust the planet. We don't trust the cosmos. We don't trust the universe. And especially if you grew up around any kind of environment where the people you were with betrayed your trust, if they abused you, if they hurt you, shamed you, blamed you, made you feel bad, guilty, and not enough. We have a tendency to take the people, the humans that we've been around, and take both their good and their negative qualities and our experiences, and we project that onto anything we call God or the universe. So we start to not feel safe because if those big people, particularly the parents that are supposed to nurture us and provide for us and help us feel safe in the world, if they didn't do that, who are we supposed to trust? See, because we don't develop that. Well, that's not true. Actually, we come in, many children come in very connected to the spiritual realm. I don't mean religion, by the way. I mean spiritual realm, an awareness of something greater that they're connected to. But again, this is one of the things that many children are unlearned. They're learned out of. Often children, maybe you or your own kids or grandkids, maybe they have had invisible friends, or they know things they shouldn't know, and they remember things they have no way of remembering, and they talk about this, and then they're labeled strange, or something's wrong, or they're told, oh, you're just imagining that. What if they're actually more tuned in than the average adult to the invisible realm that over time has become labeled weird and woo-woo when it's not at all? It's actually the most real and important thing in town. And it's more important to understand that and to feel a connection to this because this is what precedes the physical. Now, in terms of your body, the science is finally showing up. That backs up what ancient spiritual cultures have talked about for centuries. Again, this great spirit, this energy field, the chi, the prana, the life force energy, the cosmic consciousness. It's been called many, many, many different things. And the new science, there's a lot of people calling it biofield science. There's a lot published if you Google that word, if you're interested and you like to geek out on that kind of thing like I do. You'll see that this biofield, this is a real thing that physicists have discovered and are studying more and more now. Now, what is it? It's an invisible energy field that surrounds every living thing, including your body. And why is it important? Because it's like a recording device and it's recorded every single thing that's ever happened to you, whether you remember it or not, even in the womb, maybe even before the womb. We don't have time to talk about all of that tonight, so I'll just talk about your birth experience and forward into tonight and you showing up here right now, your energy field, which is an extension that goes beyond your skin. It's not separate from you. It's an think of it as an extension beyond the skin. Now, the reason you can touch your body is that your body isn't a physical object either. It's a mass of energy and light that's vibrating slow enough that it became dense enough to touch and see. But if you could really see it under a high-powered piece of equipment, you would see it's vibrating energy and vibration and light. And the reason that's so exciting is it's because that all of energy and vibration and light is all changeable. Energy never dies, but it changes form all the time, which means your body can change form all the time, which means whatever label you've been given, whatever symptoms you've been suffering from, it's changeable. Now, this is one of those things where I have to say it a lot for people to one day wake up and go, oh my God, I get what she's saying. You need to hear this over and over again for a while, because it's so different than anything you're going to see on any TV commercial. And it's considered new, even though it's ancient, but it is new science. And let me back up a minute. So your energy field is the more subtle energetic level that extends out beyond your skin. It's just an extension of you that no one ever taught you. It's like you've had this thing your whole life, but no one taught you you have it. And it can help you, and no one's taught you you have it. So in my book, by the way, I hope you've all downloaded a copy of Why Do I Still Hurt? Free digital copy. I wrote this book for those of you suffering from anything. And it's like a workbook. And you can go to the website, internationalcpi.com. Would someone type that in the chat for me? International, thank you, Lynn, cpi.com. That's the website. And if you go there, you can download a free copy of the book to any device and start using that as a workbook. And read it again and again, because it's small, but it's deep. And you'll keep seeing and reading things you didn't see before, if you read it and then reread it. So this energy field is made of subtle energy. That means it's a faster vibration. So you can't see it with your physical eyes like you can your physical body. And it's no different. I talk about this in my book. That's why I mentioned that, is that it's like when you look at water vapor versus an ice cube, they're made of the same thing. But the water vapor is practically invisible. You can't really tell, you know, you can't hold it. You see it maybe kind of sort of. But the ice cube is more solid, dense, and more physical. But they're made of the same stuff. So your energy field is made of the same stuff as your physical body, but it's more subtle in energy. That doesn't mean it's not real. And by the way, the equipment that measures it, that can photograph it, is not found in most doctors' offices. It's found in subtle energy research labs. And how many of you went to one of those when your back hurt, or your fibromyalgia flared up, or you didn't sleep? Right? So no wonder you're not knowing about this. But there's incredible equipment. Are you ready for this? You and I, we are all electrical beings emitting right out of our fingertips. We emit photons of light that can be measured, and it will measure your energy field. It can show you what's going on sometimes years before it shows up in the physical body. Now, don't you want to know about that? I sure do. That's also what I have learned to do without any technology. Now, to me, this is the most exciting thing on the planet, and it's why I've been so passionate about teaching and sharing what I know. And I've really stopped caring when people don't get it or don't. I mean, I care, and I want everyone to get it, but you know, not everyone's ready for this. I get that. But those of you that are, I mean, I haven't stopped sharing about this since the day it started for me, because when I recognized what I was being shown, that we don't need outer technology We don't need machinery in order to heal. And we can find things. I can find things in the energy field using my hands to feel, just like an MRI would scan your body and pick things up. And I can find things that are 10 years, before they're going to show up. I was so excited to discover this, and I took quite, a long time to test it and practice it and work with people using it before I came out publicly. I didn't just go, oh my God, here I am. Because I didn't trust it either at first. Believe me, I'm as skeptical as the biggest skeptic in this room. I'm still pretty skeptical, quite frankly, because there's a lot of stuff out there I found that just didn't resonate for me at all and still doesn't. And I don't find fault with questioning. I think you should question until you have an experience of your own. And then you go, oh my God, I felt something. Something happened. It's not just something you learned or read in a book. You had an experience. So how many of you noticed? Just curious. Raise your hand or give me a heart. When we did the opening exercise and you did the breathing and I asked you to use your imagination, how many of you started to notice you're feeling a little different? Maybe a lot different. How many of you noticed sensing something inside of yourself that you weren't paying attention to before? See, the hearts. Keep your phones muted if you would. Thank you. One of the reasons that this information can be confusing to people is that we're not trained and practiced in going inward. We are taught to look out there and Google it and read a book and find somebody else to tell you the answers about what's going on with you. Anybody have that? Experience that? Right? The first thing we do is go to somebody else. Now, there's nothing wrong with seeking out help and getting expert advice. Nothing wrong with that. But the greatest advice will come from someone who guides you to discover that your answers are inside of you. And the greatest gift you can give yourself is developing a better relationship with your inner world, because there's constant information and answers that will tell you and show you where you're off the track or on the track that's best for you. When we get off the track, life starts to not flow so well. We don't feel well. Something seems off or wrong, or we can't put our finger on it, but we can tell. We can feel it. You all know what I'm talking about, right? You can feel it. Yes, someone shake their head if you know what I'm, yes, okay. I'm just checking on you. All right. When we're on the path that's best for us, don't you? Because it feels like things go smoother, things seem easier. We know what action to take. We feel more peaceful, more calm. Now, some of you may already be thinking, but what does this have to do with arthritis? So, let me circle back and say it another way. Everything that has shown up in the physical, whether it's you can't stop eating the potato chips, you don't know where the weight's coming from, you exercise like a fiend, you can't sleep at night, you've been told, oh yeah, I can't use that word. The condition runs in your family. You've been told, oh, it's normal for your age. It's just natural for part of aging. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Don't we love this? Don't we love those comments? I just before the call, I was watching an 80-year-old man doing these outrageous yoga poses, and he just learned yoga within the past, I don't know, few years. The ideas we have about what's possible are upside down and backwards. So We are not taught to go and examine our thoughts. We're not taught to feel our emotions. We're not taught to go inside. We're taught to look out there, find the solution, and figure out how to stop what we don't like because it doesn't feel good. But what if, okay, here we go. What if the thing that doesn't feel good in your body or your life is the very best and biggest messenger that's your friend and that came to try to help you get back on the right track? Now, why is this such a problem? Because if you were programmed as a child or anywhere along the line of your life, if you were programmed to be good and do it right, whatever the person who was trying to teach you and guide you, and they may have meant well for you, they may have loved you deeply and were using the best information that they had been given. They may have been trying to protect you and keep you from harm, but they may have given you some information that was not the best for you. So, for example, I knew at a very young age exactly what I wanted to be when I grew up and where I wanted to live. And I was told in my family, oh no, you can't do that. And oh no, you cannot live there. You can't go to school there. You can't go there. You cannot do that. Now, how did I even know? I had never even been to the places I wanted to live or go to school, but I already knew. How? Because everything in nature has a blueprint. We're wired to know. And all I had to do was hear the word or the name of a state. And I knew, oh my God, that's for me. Everything in me got excited, happy, knew I wanted to be there. But when you're young, people think, well, how does she know? She doesn't know anything. She's too young to know anything. As if knowledge only comes with age, chronological age. We know, my friends, we know, and then we unlearn, and we're conditioned to do it the way somebody wants us to do it. Now, my parents thought they were doing me a favor because they thought the career path I wanted to go, they could not in their own minds ever figure out how she's going to earn a living. She's never going to earn a dime doing that. So they tried to talk me out of it. Now, I have to say, I'm also fortunate in that I was wired with a lot of fire. So I didn't take no very easily in my life. I still don't. If something is really strong for me, whether you say yes or no, you can or can't do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. I realize not everyone's wired that way. And that's where most people get off track and they start going down a path that really doesn't resonate with what's best for them. And before long, they feel tired all the time. They have aches and pains. They don't know why they don't feel happy. They feel a little kind of depressed, or they're worried about the future, or they get a sense of restless, irritable, discontent. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, I will tell you that I also learned to go off of my path for a large amount of time as well. So I know what it's like to be on and off, not following my blueprint. And I learned so much from that. In fact, I probably learned more going off of my blueprint than I did being on my blueprint. And so don't ever beat yourself up for anything that you discover that you turned away from that was right for you. You needed to learn it. You needed to experience something. Because if you had known, you wouldn't have made that choice. So don't ever beat yourself up really for anything. There's no value in that. The higher question to always ask is, what can I learn from this? What can I learn from this? Not, why did I do it wrong? Why? Why is it this way? And why till it exhausts you? Why won't change anything? Just what am I supposed to learn from this? What can I learn from this? What is this here to teach me? Now, the body, this is another key concept I want you to grok tonight. The body is actually a physical manifestation of your mind, of your consciousness. So, for example, the body tells the story of your life. It's not your enemy. It's just reflecting back to you the story of your life. So if you've ever seen or felt burdened by life and like everything was heavy, do you think you're going to walk around open-hearted, shoulders back, standing up tall, feeling full of energy and like, here I am, world. I'm so excited to be here. If you've been burdened by life and struggles, more than likely your shoulders are going to start to curve in. You're going to start to protect your heart. You're going to round forward. You're going to feel your gut, maybe even like clenched or punched up. You're going to start to sag. You're going to start to get heavier. It may even literally put on weight as a part of the symptom of how you feel. Your posture, your physical posture reflects your mental and emotional posture. Your mental and emotional posture is your physical posture. You look out the window and you watch people in a busy city walking down the street. Some of them are just walking at a clip, a fast pace, like they're excited to get where they're going. I live in an ocean community and you see these people, they're not just kids. You see older people running with their surfboard, running with a surfboard barefoot in a wetsuit in the freezing cold. Can't wait to get in that ocean. They're excited. They're full of energy and happy to go do what they love to do. Very different than when you see someone sloughing down the street, heavy-footed, head down, frowning. They're not looking up at the bright horizon. They're feeling heavy, maybe sad or some other emotional energy that's heavy. The posture reflects this. So I'm going to ask you all to try something right now. And I want you to find, you know where your sitting bones are? There, there's two bones. You may have to pull the flesh up and back away from those sitting bones to feel them. And I want you to rock back and forth in your chair and pull that flesh away till you feel your fingertips on those two bony bones at the bottom of your butt where you sit on those bones. And I want you to get your sitting bones down, draw your navel slightly in, and imagine like a marionette. There's a string at the top of your head, pulling up the top of your head. I want you to imagine you're taking off a cape, a Superman cape. Take it off and open your heart. Draw your shoulders back and down and stretch your arms out like wings. Turn your palms up and spread your fingers wide like you have energy pouring through your fingertips. Lift your heart even a little bit more. Lift your chin. Now imagine you're looking up and out, way out into the horizon, looking up, not down. Now, for the really advanced version, take the left and right corners of your mouth and slightly turn them up. We call it a smile. And notice how you feel when you're lifted, you're stretched up, you're looking out, you're smiling. You can change everything, right, in this moment from this one posture. Does it feel normal to you? Does it feel natural? Most likely no. Now I want you to go back to the way you were sitting a minute ago and notice, do you slump? Does your belly stick out? Does your chest cave in? Does your chin drop? Do you look down? Do your shoulders collapse? Yes, Faye, it feels powerful to lift up. What is your natural posture in life? I want you this week to begin to observe when you're home, when you're sitting, when you're working, when you're walking, when you're with friends or family, when you're alone. When and where does your posture change? When and where do you feel lifted and alive? And when and where do you feel slumped and sagged, depleted, maybe down? And I'd like you to try an experiment this week, if you're willing. It's very easy. Everyone here can do it. When you notice yourself feeling caved in, slumped and sagged, looking down, feeling down, don't try to change anything except your posture. Purposely sit up, and if you really want to do it, stand up and lift up, draw your belly slightly in, lift your heart, take off the Superman cape, feel the string at the top of your head, slightly lift your chin and look up and out like you're looking far out into the horizon. And notice what happens, and you won't be able to hold the down in the dumps. You won't be able to hold that feeling if you change your body, your posture. Anybody willing to try that? If you are, please type yes in the chat. Are you willing to try this? If you're willing, you're going to notice that you have more power than you've been told. And a lot of it can be very simple changes like this that can literally repattern how you feel. Even if I want you to practice this, especially those of you who have chronic pain, who feel depressed or anxious, if you have any type of symptom where throughout the day you begin to notice, oh, there it is again. I don't feel well. I don't feel good. When is this ever going to stop? How do I get rid of this? Change your posture and just, even if you set a timer, 2 minutes, stay with it you can do anything for 2 minutes. You can sit up straight and breathe and look out for 2 minutes, right? You can do that. With or without pain, you can do it. And notice what happens. Because what I want you to hear today, if you hear nothing else that I say, you have choices all the time, but you just don't know it. You have choices all the time that you can change how you feel. And there are simple tools. I just shared quite a few today already. That will change you to the core. Some of them are just ideas that I've planted in your mind today, that when you listen to this again and again, and by the way, I forgot to mention, after today, you're going to be able to have a choice to own and download these masterclasses. And so you'll get an email about that when we send out the replay, and you can learn more about that. And I recommend listening over and over until you have that morning like I had many years ago where I went, oh my God, I get it. I get it. You'll know what I'm talking about when you get it. You'll recognize you've learned. You've learned that you're not enough, that you don't know, that you have no choices. My friends, you are more than enough. You always were and you always will be. You do know. You just didn't know where to look, but you do know. And you have a lot of choice. And you are in charge. You are. Even when you don't feel like it, you're in charge. So, please write this down. There are three areas that you have to look at if you ever want to truly heal and feel empowered. There's only three places to look. And guess what? None of those three is in the body. Yes, I did say that. None of them are in the body. We're looking in the wrong place. This is why people scrunch up their forehead and say, what did she just say? So we have to look at the mind and our habits of thought. Most of the thoughts, this is a bold statement, but I know it's true. Most of the thoughts that you think all day long, every day are not even true. But you don't know that because you were taught that they're true. Or you believe that they were true because the majority of people think they're true. They're not true, and they're messing you up, and they're messing with your head and your health. Number two, we have to find and release these emotions that get buried energetically in the body. They're not blocks, but we hold this in unknowingly. Again, what I said earlier, because we're taught, oh, you can't have that emotion. God forbid you should feel angry or cry or feel guilty or shame. What are you going to do with it? You better not show that here. It's unprofessional. It's weak. Hold it in for another 2 or 3 decades till you want to burst or you're so exhausted that you can't get off the couch. Why do so many people have chronic fatigue? Because it takes a lot of energy to hold down emotions. This is the number one reason I have found for those suffering from severe fatigue, exhaustion, burnout, call it what you will. You're holding in and holding down a lot of information that needs to come up and be revealed and released. And until, if you want to heal, you must learn to feel. Please write that down. If you want to heal, you must learn to feel. And feelings are not good or bad, right or wrong. They're energy. Do you say, oh no, don't turn the lights on in our house? Don't turn the lights on. We don't believe in lights. Well, emotions are just like electricity. It's a force, just like electricity. And yet there's a lot of judgment around emotions. It's just energy, my friends, nothing to be afraid of. So we have to rewire the false ideas. We have to reveal and release the emotion, the emotional energy. And then the fastest and first step really should be to clean up the energy field. That's where I can help you. Happy to help you. So the energy field, back to what I was saying earlier, it's a recording device. So everything that's ever happened to you that you may or may not underline, may not remember, it's recorded in your energy field. So you don't have to worry about figuring it out with your mind. And I bet you, I would bet every dollar I've ever had that all of you have at least said once, I tried to figure it out, but I couldn't figure it out. I've been trying to figure it out for a long time, but I can't figure out why. Why does this happen to me? Why does this hurt? Why does this show up? Why can't I get rid of this? You might not be able to find it with your logical mind. It may A, not be logical. B, it may be something that you didn't even realize impacted you so strongly. It may be something that you even picked up from somebody else. So it took me decades to recognize that my mother, who was and is a very anxious person, just filled with a lot of fear. I was feeling her anxiety, but I didn't know that because I'm very open and I pick up other people's feelings very easily. I know how people are feeling. I've known that my whole life. Well, but I didn't know that I knew. I just knew I felt things very strongly, but I didn't know that the feeling of that anxious feeling wasn't mine. It was hers. And I was living in her field, in her home, in her belly. So, we gather and collect this information. And if you start thinking of it as information instead of that horrible person did that to me, you'll get unstuck from the blame game, number one, because that will keep you stuck. You will start to recognize it's just information. Some of it was true and some of it was not. Some of it helped us and some of it didn't serve us very well. So we have to reorganize that information and clear out. Well, you don't even have to clear it out. When you receive the high speed energy healing, a lot of it just releases instantaneously without any effort. That's what's so exciting and why I do what I do because I saw what happened. One of my very first clients, literally the one of the very first, she may have been the very first. She had 15 years of pain from fibromyalgia diagnosis. She had not gone a day without pain in 15 years, and she had been living with pain medications and patches, pain patches and injections and anti-inflammatory drugs and sleep aids, and was told, you're never going to heal from this, that there's no cure for this. And I worked in her field without touching her and without talking to her. I didn't even know she had been given the label fibromyalgia. In those years, I just said, lie on my table. I didn't even talk to people. And I worked on her field. And she did not move a muscle. She did not shed a tear. She didn't smile, blink, nothing. In fact, I remember thinking, oh my God, she's going to open her eyes and go, you are the biggest quack I've ever met. That was what was going on in my head. But I knew at the same time that I was feeling a lot happening in her field. I could feel it. So part of me knew, oh my God, this is something big is happening here. But the other conditioned part of me was thinking she's going to call me a quack. Okay? I'm just like you. So when I was finished and I helped her come out of the session, she blinked her eyes, she opened her eyes, calm as a cucumber. She sat up, she looked at me. Now, she had still not said one word or cracked a smile or not anything. And she began to sob for 30 minutes, telling me uncontrollably, oh my God, I'm completely pain-free. I know exactly where this fibromyalgia came from. It had to do with my mother who died 15 years ago. And she showed up in our session. We talked to each other. We made amends. I understood all the pain that I had taken on from this encounter with my mother. I am at peace with the experience with my mom. I am pain-free and I know I am healed and not going to have this experience of pain any longer. And she didn't. She was completely done. That's what's possible with the energy field. And don't get me wrong, it was in a positive way very shocking because she was practically, if not the first client. So, of course, my head, I'm very logical, left brain linear person too. So I went, oh my God, let's see if this could happen again. So I spent a couple years testing and retesting and working with people. And no, not everyone heals instantly like that. Some people need to go slower. So, and I don't decide. Their soul level decides that. But I will say that what I am beyond a shadow of a doubt convinced of at this point after many, many years now, that this was over, God, I don't know how many years ago now. So, what I'm convinced of now is that A, instantaneous healing is possible for a lot of people. B, they won't all hold it. Because if they haven't worked on clearing the false beliefs and they're afraid of their emotions, they'll bring back the very pain that the energy work can take away. This happens quite a lot to people. They're familiar and comfortable in their pattern, slouch and slump, feeling down. You're familiar with that. It feels uncomfortable to lift your heart, open it up, and walk outside looking up and walking at a faster pace. That doesn't feel comfortable to people. If you've never done it before, you haven't done it since you were six. So do you understand? We have to work on these things. That's your part. That's your part. And I do today, I do talk to people because I need to teach them. It's why I created my pain-free living program and why I do these calls. I need to teach you certain tools that you must do and you must understand and you must, work on this. And it's not a one-time wonder. It's a daily practice until it becomes normal for you, which it will. It doesn't take that long for you to reprogram, repattern your habits. And then you have a new normal and it just seems normal part of your life to think differently, stand differently, act differently, and not spend I used to spend months slumped and slouched on the couch, feeling sorry for myself and depressed. And I couldn't wait to take another pill to try to help me feel different. I don't live like that, and I haven't lived like that in over 30 years, but I lived like that for quite a long time. Just give me a pill, just make it stop. Give me, something to drink, some kind of sweet bag of cookies, whatever it was. I would sit and eat 2 pints of ice cream by myself with a spoon in one sitting just to go into a sugar high because I hated how I felt, slumped and slouched down in the dumps. That was my normal. And they told me, oh, well, depression runs in your family. Well, the buck stops here. No, it's not going to be running in my family anymore. It's not going to be running in me. You can't feel depressed and be sitting lifted, looking up and out, and letting your thoughts go in a new direction and letting the emotions change. You can't be in the dumps when that happens. You will change. And what I want you to be curious about this week is how many of you find it challenging and you kind of really want to curl up in that fetal position and go back to your comfort normal zone. The fear will come up. When you hit the edge of your comfort zone, fear will come up, and just know that now so you don't think if there's something wrong with you. It's normal. When you hit the edge of your comfort zone, the fear will come up. I prefer to call it resistance. It's just resistance to changing because we like our lovely comfort zone. The sweater with the holes in it that's all worn out. We should throw it out, but instead we've had it for, 20 years. We like it. That blanket that the kids have, that they've rubbed it so it's all frayed and holey and ratty, but they don't want to get rid of that blankie. It's comfort. It's soothing, right? We need to learn to let go of those blankies and throw them out. Trash. And get used to how exciting it can be to change. Change can be very exciting and adventure. It can be an adventure if you let it. It's just the way you're interpreting it. It's either scary or an adventure. The same coin, two different sides. So if you're open, right here, right now, 6:04 p.m. Pacific time, Tuesday, March 5th, your whole life can continue to change starting right now if you're willing. Willingness is the key, not how. Willingness. If you get up every morning and you declare, I'm willing to change, I'm willing to throw out the blankie, I'm willing to lift up, look out, feel. I promise you, you can change. Now, let me just address this because I know someone's thinking about it or it's going to come up, especially those of you with physical pain. I empathize. I have been there. I know that it can feel very hard when pain is flaring up to lift your heart and lift your mind and think, everything can change. Your head will tell you, here it is again. When is this going to stop? I have to get rid of this. It's unbearable, right? So your head will start going into the spiral. The downward spiral. But remember, energy goes where you put your attention. When you focus on the pain, and I'm not saying pretend it's not there, I'm not saying pretend it doesn't hurt, but when you focus on the pain, you're feeding energy into the problem, not the solution. So the better question, if and when pain flares up, is to ask, or if and when you're binge eating, or if and when you can't sleep and it's 2 a.m. and you want to fall back to sleep and you can't, The first thing is to remind yourself, I have a choice. I can make it worse by focusing on the symptom, the problem, or ask yourself, what in this moment would feel good to me? What would feel nurturing? What would feel kind? What would feel relaxing? See, most people try harder to figure out how to stop something. That's your resistance, and all that does is cause tension. And tension creates more pain and less deep belly breathing and makes you feel more afraid. When you cut off the oxygen, do you have more mental clarity or less? Less. You won't think as well. You won't come up with better solutions. You'll feel bound up and tight. So the first thing, which is very counterintuitive and people don't teach this, you want to back off, not try harder when something flares up that you don't want or don't like. You have to change your thoughts and ask different questions. How could I help myself relax in this moment more? You want to back off from trying too hard. You want to back off from thinking more. You want to ask internally, what do you need? Act like there's a stranger inside of you that you really care about. Ask like there's a child inside of you that you love. And ask, what do you need? I'm here for you. What is it you need and crave and want and are yearning for? And then I want you to listen to what you hear, what you feel, what you sense, what you imagine, what image pops into your mind, what thought, what memory, what song. Listen to what pops in and don't question it. Write it down and then follow it. Even if you feel ridiculous, even if you don't know what you think you don't know what you're doing, start to listen and develop the relationship with your deep inner self. This is the most important relationship you can ever have. And those of you open to it, ask your higher future self, God, the universe, your soul, whatever you would like, your angels, whatever you would like to call. Something greater than your personality that you were programmed to become. Ask that to show you, to guide you, to give you more information that you maybe haven't seen or heard or felt yet. You with me? You willing? These are very important tools. And they're life-changing tools, and they take practice and willingness. And then come and let me help you with the energy clearing piece. There's help one-on-one privately. There's group help. There's help. Until you can hold it on your own, and even better, come get the training and learn how to do it. Although I still recommend that for myself, it's good to learn to receive and let someone help you. It's much more relaxing to receive help in the clearing of the field than to try to work on yourself. Nothing wrong with it. And it's good to learn to do that. But even I, who could easily work on myself, I prefer someone else to work on my field. So I can really relax and receive. This whole thing about everything do it yourself, I'm not a big fan. See, we've learned again to always be in control, be the one that knows the answer, that has all the solutions, that can be independent, that can survive on my own. Well, again, there's always a positive to everything. However, guess what feels more vulnerable? Giving or receiving? Receiving. And most people do not like feeling vulnerable, so they would rather learn to do it all myself. That prevents them from having to receive and being open and maybe vulnerable, maybe getting hurt, maybe making a mistake. These are things most people try to protect themselves from. Maybe you do that. I know I've certainly done it many, many times in my life. Put a wall over my heart and say, I got this. No problem. I'll do it myself. Thank you very much. And I shut myself off from learning to, from being able to receive for a long time because I felt more in control. Maybe you're like me in that regard. I have discovered the joy of receiving, not from just anybody. No, you've got to get in touch and use your feeling nature to know who you resonate with, to know where you feel safe, and to know that you're always in charge. You could get up and leave anytime you want. If something or someone never doesn't feel good to you, you get up and go. You say, I'm done. I've had enough. Doesn't matter if you insult them or not. Doesn't matter their reaction. You're in charge of you, your life. And maybe you weren't like me. I wasn't empowered to say no, or I've had enough, or I'm leaving. When I was young, I was taught to be a people pleaser. Don't hurt anybody's feelings, for God's sake. It was like the biggest sin on earth. Well, guess what? You're here to take care of yourself as an adult. You're not six anymore. We need to learn to take our power back. And when someone or something doesn't feel right for us, we say, thank you very much. Bye-bye. No explanation needed. You have choices. Got it? Yes, I'm getting some looks. I'm getting the deer in the headlights. All right, let me check the chat really quickly here. A lot of comments coming in. All right, let's see. There's lots of different ways and practices. I personally have really loved doing yoga and breath work and my own, and I've been a meditator for 40 years now. I do teach meditation. If somebody wants to learn to meditate, there's a program that I have that you can inquire about. And yes, Gina's asking, do I work with people online? Everything I do now is strictly online. I haven't worked in person unless I'm at a live event in, gosh, 7 or 8, maybe 9 years. So it's all virtual, and that's both the group and the one-on-one. And Faye is saying holding in emotions leads to dis-ease. Yes, ma'am, you are 100% accurate there. Let's see what else. We have a couple minutes left. Who's got a burning question? What's your burning question? Type it into the chat. This is a great question actually from Joanne asking how to help people who refuse to accept they have buried the stuff. Well, first of all, Joanne, you can't help someone who refuses to look at themselves. And if the harder you push to try to convince, the more they will push back and you will actually achieve the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish. The best thing you can do in that situation is attraction, not promotion. You become so free, so happy, so healthy, so full of joy yourself. They're going to be watching you, trust me. And you make it safe and know, and keep letting them know how much you love and care. And if and when they're ready, they will come to you because they know you're safe and you love and you care for them. And they will see you being a beacon of light, of joy, of health, of happiness, and that you express your emotions freely. You model it for people. You don't try to convince people of anything. Convincing, in my experience, doesn't work. You can plant seeds. And you don't have to pretend that, you know, something's right when it's not. But the pushing doesn't work. And think about your own life. If you're like me, no one could ever tell me anything that I wasn't ready to hear. I would deny it. I would not listen. I would disqualify, I would rationalize, I'd figure out a reason to say, well, that's nonsense. And truthfully, I wasn't aware of buried emotions for a couple of decades. I had no clue that I was stuffing a lot of emotions, no clue at all. Was eating them away, smoking them away, drinking them away, shopping, spending, sexing, sleeping, working. I was doing everything to not feel, but I didn't know that I was doing that until I was ready. So I hope that helps you, because what's going to happen is you're going to wear yourself out and they're going to end up with a resentment against you, and that's not going to help you or them. So become a beacon of light and let it go till they're ready. Let's see. Well, someone's asking me, can I tell if there's brain damage from childhood? So when I work in someone's energy field, whether it's individually or in a group, I don't make statements like that. What I can feel immediately in scanning your field is if I can tell where I need to work, where there might be, I don't believe in brain damage. There's either harmony or not. And when something's out of tune, like a guitar, you tune it up. We get out of tune from life experiences. You're not damaged, you're out of tune. And when you start thinking about it differently, you won't scare yourself sick or sicker. You won't start to believe in the idea that you have permanent brain damage. You'll start to recognize that everything is designed to heal when it's given the right safe space, the right guide, the right tools to tune up and release these ideas that are harmful, the emotions that are scaring us sick, that are connected to the thoughts. Like you'll never heal, or your damaged goods. See, these are not truths. These are just ideas that became popular on our planet, but they're not truths. I worked on someone who was hit in the head with a freight elevator. Imagine that one for a Sunday afternoon. Went into a coma, they took him to the ER. He was in a coma for a couple of days, and then a friend of his that knew me had me work on him. Within less than a day and a half, he was fully conscious, no pain. I'm talking zero pain. Within a month, he was back to work. He was told he would never leave the hospital normal. He would need, it was either 9 or 19 surgeries, that he would have brain damage and might not be able to talk. Okay, 2 days later, he's talking to me like normal over the phone. I worked on him virtually. He was pain-free and he went back to work within a month. Okay? This is unheard of. And many of you might be questioning it, and you're perfectly, you're allowed to question. But I hope I'm planting the seeds tonight to shake you up as to what's possible and to how most of us walk around with false beliefs that cause you to be afraid and believe in conditions that are changeable and that are not permanent. There's nothing permanent. Nothing. What if nothing was permanent? Just try that idea on for a week. For 1 week, go around thinking nothing's permanent. So if nothing was permanent and you had some choices, what would you choose instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm stuck with this for the rest of my life? What would you think about? Start using your mind to daydream in the direction of what you do want instead of the fearful, oh my God, I'm stuck with this for the rest of my life. Just spend a week if you can even do that. See, the mind is so programmed that it's simple, but you watch how long. You'll make a decision right now. I'm gonna change the way I think about my condition and what I've been told I have. And I'm gonna do that for a week. And you watch how long it takes before your mind tries to draw you back into that old familiar zone. And that's okay. Don't be upset about that. Just drop it again and go back to the new thought. Drop it again. I don't care if you have to drop it 100 times an hour. It's a practice because you've gotten very used to a certain way of thinking, feeling, choosing, and behaving. And that's what has shown up in your body and your life. So yes, I just heard you. Yes, even if it was an accident or an injury. Yes, you're still thinking a certain way, feeling a certain way, choosing certain ways. And that's going to hold that pattern in your body. So, make sense? Let's see. So, questions like this, how to detect false beliefs and release them once and for all? You see, this need to release once and for all. I want what I want. I want it now. I want it done. Every day, one of my clients says to me, "I'm done with this pain, Deborah. I'm just done with it." Well, if you were done with it, you'd be done with it. But obviously, you're not done with it, or it wouldn't keep showing up. This idea that you need to release all of them all at once, right now, and be done with it, this is part of the problem for you. This is why you're stuck. Because you have a very strong attachment to things being a certain way, your way, and you want it now. And the ego wants what it wants when it wants it, and it wants it now. It wanted it yesterday. It's never enough. It's never fast enough. The irony, the paradox is when you can release the need for all of your false beliefs to be done once and for all, and you don't care how long it takes, and you can just relax into the practice, they'll probably all release and be done with. But the more attached you are to needing them to be released once and for all right now, you will probably continue to suffer. So do your best, like I said earlier, back off from the need to it being a certain way. Relax. Don't try harder. Don't try harder. My program will teach you more specific technique for release, finding and releasing false beliefs. Look up my pain-free living program. Here, let me type in the chat. If you go to the website, let me move my microphone out of the way, and you go to internationalcpi.com/PFLP, it stands for pain-free living program. You can find the, that's where you're going to learn the self-healing techniques for clearing the false beliefs and finding and freeing and releasing and resolving the emotions. And then you'll have my help with the energy healing in the energy field. All right. You're welcome, Tammy. Thank you so much for coming back and again and again. All right, my friends, we've been here quite a long time today. Thank you so much for your amazing attention, your support, your open-mindedness. We've got more people now than we started with, not less. Keep an eye out. We will send out as soon as my team tomorrow, hopefully sometime tomorrow, they'll get the replay all ready to go. And we will send out the replay. Check your spam folder. It often shows up in there. And then keep an eye out for being able to own these master classes so that you can keep reminding, remembering, resolving, releasing, recharging, reboot yourself all the time. You have to plug in your cell phone, don't you? You reboot the cell phone every day. It doesn't just hold the charge forever. We need to reboot ourselves. It's not a one-time wonder around here. This is a learning to live a different way where every day we maintain a new, higher state of consciousness. That's what shows up in your body and in your life and in your relationships. It's a daily maintenance of a higher state of consciousness. So, thank you. Love you. Appreciate you. And I'm here for you. Reach out if I can help you. You can send questions to the over the website as well. And whatever you do, do not give up hope. Do not give up hope. Just do one small step today that your future self will thank you for. All right, how about let's unmute everybody and wait, let me see here. Let's ask everybody to
Hi, thanks so much.
yeah,
You.
well, unmute and say goodbye to every good night to
Hey,
everyone.
goodbye.
Good
Thank
night.
you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, thank you.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank
Bye,
you.
everybody.